Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Don Larson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Walt Bond. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve takes first base on ball four. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Cheaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheaty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nixon moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larson for the out. Hamlin moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Serve hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-1 in the game. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Temple for the out. Power moves to second. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power. The throw from Chiti and he is safe. Power steals third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herzog moves to second. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Serve strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-2 in the game. Chiti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Chiti reaches second base with a double. Herzog scores. Seaburn goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chiti scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry fires to first and picks off Hamlin. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 2 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Larson covering, for the out. Francona moves to second. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Nixon hits a fly ball towards center. Tuttle catches it and throws to second to double up Francona. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 2 in the game. Larson hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herzog for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Johnny Cuck's now pitching. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry bunts towards the mound. Cuck's fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Chitee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Chitee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 3 in the game. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona moves to second. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing center field. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Johnny Cox. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.